This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 19th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying clear skies, while Jerusalem cools down nicely for those venturing out. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that the IDF confirmed the elimination of four Nukba commanders from Hamas in an airstrike in the Shati area carried out yesterday. Also, Ynet reveals that a terrorist who infiltrated Israel on October 7th, along with other Hamas operatives, were targeted and eliminated earlier today in Gaza. Also this hour, Israel Hayom informs us of a strategic challenge as Turkey's presence in Syria grows under Erdogan's leadership, posing new hurdles for Israel. Separately, I-24 News shares that Naftali Bennett has unveiled a national security platform amidst Benjamin Netanyahu's shift to an attack-style campaign messaging. And finally, Israel Hayom highlights Erdogan's unwavering control in Syria, marking another layer of complexity in regional dynamics. From X, the latest. Oren Barsky, a commentator on Israeli affairs, posted earlier today that the anti-Israel campaign aims to Islamize the West, expressing concern over international perceptions. Eitan Fischberger, a geopolitical analyst, shared insights earlier about Turkey's strategic moves in Washington, seeking sanctions relief and military support through diplomatic ties. Ynet Global posted earlier that Israel has moved its Apache squadron north to Ramat David as part of a readiness overhaul following the events of October 7th. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF strike in the Shati area. According to Walla, this operation targeted key Hamas commanders from Beit Lahaya. These commanders were pivotal in orchestrating attacks against Israel. This strike is a significant blow to Hamas's leadership structure, impacting their operational capabilities. Turning to the ongoing developments in Gaza, earlier today, Ynet reported the elimination of Hamas operatives, marking a continued Israeli effort to dismantle militant networks. The operation also saw the targeting of a platoon commander within Hamas's military wing. These actions underscore Israel's ongoing strategy to maintain security along its borders. Meanwhile, Turkey's influence in Syria is drawing attention. Israel Hayom notes that Erdogan's strategic presence in Damascus is challenging Israeli interests. Turkey's operations in northern Syria are reshaping regional alliances. This shift could complicate Israel's security posture as Ankara solidifies its role in the region. On the political front, I-24 News reveals Naftali Bennett's new national security platform. This comes as Netanyahu amps up his campaign rhetoric. Bennett's strategy focuses on strengthening Israel's defense policies amid growing regional tensions. This political maneuvering highlights the evolving dynamics within Israeli politics. Finally, as Erdogan maintains control over Syria, Israel Hayom highlights the complexities faced by regional powers. Erdogan's actions are reshaping the geopolitical landscape. This development raises questions about future alliances and conflicts in the region. On the economic front, first, Keytech reports that IAI-backed Eltel has reached the final stage of a $2 billion tender for the Dubai Metro in partnership with Emirati and Indian firms. This bid underscores the growing economic ties between Israel and the UAE. Separately, Maariv Business delves into the changing patterns of foreign investments in the U.S. real estate market. While purchases have dropped, disparities exist among different nationalities, with significant implications for markets like Florida. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes the impact of high bond yields and tensions in the Gulf on Wall Street. U.S. bond yields have reached a 19-year high, affecting global markets. This trend highlights the interconnected nature of financial markets and geopolitical tensions. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.